Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Hebrews chapter 6 and verse 1. So let us stop going over the basic teachings about Christ again and again. Let us go on instead and become mature in our understanding. If you saw a group of learned professors of mathematics earnestly talking about the fact that 2 and 2 makes 4, you might think it's rather strange. You would imagine that they would have moved on to more complicated matters. That's not to say that the fact that 2 and 2 makes 4 is unimportant. Far from it. Every day of their working life depends on it. But there comes a day when you need to move on. And that's precisely what the writer is saying in our verse today. He wasn't saying that the basic teachings about Christ were in any way unimportant. Indeed, everything depends upon those truths. But he was eager that they should grow up in their faith and become more mature, applying the key principles of the Christian faith to every aspect of their life and society. So the question we all need to ask is this: how can we go on to become mature in our understanding of the Christian faith? If we were talking about deepening our understanding of maths or geography, you would expect to be recommending college or university courses. But growing as a Christian is different. There's no doubt that college and university courses can help, but growing in one's understanding of God and what it means to live for Him is essentially on-the-job training. It's as we live for God day by day and allow His Spirit to guide us that we discover more about Him. Our thinking will be constantly shaped by our prayer lives and by our study of the Bible. Through spending time with other Christians, we'll gain much wisdom and encouragement. It's a dynamic and exciting process of growth, and not something that can be simply reduced to a course. The writer to the Hebrews is clearly alarmed and saddened by the immaturity of his readers. He knew that they could easily be overwhelmed if they were to meet a new wave of persecution. Our situation may be very different, but the need for maturity is the same. As we confront a society that is fundamentally antagonistic to Christian faith, we desperately need men and women who are mature and constantly growing in their commitment to Christ. So let me ask you a question. How are you seeking to grow in your Christian faith? And now let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you that your desire is that we should become stronger in our faith. Fill us with your Holy Spirit and help us to grow each day. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. Hope you have a great day today.